Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Channing. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance, or are you calling in for an update on a previous service requested?
No, I'm calling for roadside assistance. I'm on the corner of Herndon and Blythe, and I went over a curb, and I can't get off of it. I just need a tow truck to come and lift me off the curb so I can get back in because I'm stuck.
Okay, so as of right now, for that tow truck, we will have to go through an entire process with that. Is there anyone there with you that can possibly be in the driver's seat and shift the car in neutral and someone can push it off the curb? Because if you're in a rush, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I'm willing to wait. I don't think, I'm at a gas station, but I don't think anybody can go ahead and help me with that.
Okay, it's fine. Like how I said, it is a process, so I'm going to try to go as quickly as I can. Let me go ahead and start off by getting the spelling of your first name.
Okay, do you need my policy number first or no?
No, ma'am. That is all in section 2, and I have 6 sections to go through. So if you stick with me, we can definitely go ahead and get you some service.
Okay, my name is David Angioli.
First name is David, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you spell out that last name for me?
Yes. Angioli.
Thank you. And can I get a callback number just in case we get disconnected from our call here?
Yes. Area code 559-577-2930.
Thank you so much. And would you also like to receive a text message with that driver's name, ETA, and phone number so you can contact them with any questions you have?
Sure, yes.
Alrighty, great. Message and data rates may apply. And now I am in section 2. Let me go ahead and hold that policy number and the last 6 digits of the vehicle's VIN number.
Okay, the policy number is 0401-27-20022-0426.
Okay. Let me repeat that to you. Give me one moment. I have 0401-272-0426. Is that the same number that you have there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Alrighty, great. Let me also get those last 6 digits of the vehicle's VIN number that you are requesting service for today.
Yes, 360893.
Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and search my system. And I do have an account with that first and last name and full policy number you gave me. Now, just to make sure we are talking about the same vehicle that you want service for today, what is the year, make, and model on that vehicle?
2007, 17 Hyundai Elantra, GT hatchback, 4-door.
I'm glad you said 17 because I was like, 2007? You off by 10 years, but
2017.
Anyways. Yes, correct. Let me also get the color of that vehicle as well.
Gray.
Gray, alrighty, thank you. And, since you're asking for a tow service, or are you just, I'm a little bit confused there. I know you're trying to get off of the curb.
What I want them to do is lift it up and then back it off the curb so I can go ahead and go. That's all I need. Because I got over the curb and it's not letting me go back or forth.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me see, to push her off of a curb. I'm going to try my best here. Let me search my system on what specific service I can put you up for, because we do not offer that technically as a service, so that's why I was trying to see if there was anyone there that can possibly help you. But I am going to try my best. Just give me one moment. I'll have to read through our policies here to see which ones. Okay, so we have a regular tow. Okay, and I don't even see a winch option on here, and that winch option is usually where they, if you're, like, in a ditch, and that's where they, like, can pull you out. So that's the only thing I'm recalling about just a pull out and not a full service. So we may have us a pickle. Let me, vehicle unloading service. No, that's not it. Tow. I don't think that's it. Tow store low. Okay, let me, because I do not know, let me send my supervisor your ticket number that I just created here and tell them basically what you just told me. And I can literally put what I just notated, which was that customer called in requesting a service to push her off of a curb that she is stuck on. And I need to just ask them what service do I put that under, because we don't have a specific service for that. Give me one moment. And we can't send a tow truck out there because before we even call the tow truck driver, we have to have a pickup and a drop-off location. And since it's not a real towing service, it's like maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. But then my system is not even going to let me continue if I don't have that drop-off location. But I guess it could possibly be the same pickup location, but then that'll be weird because technically he won't be getting paid because you won't be going no mileage, so you won't be going nowhere. So that's kind of really confusing, but I'm really trying to figure out what I can do to best fit your situation. 2140. Let me make sure that's the correct ticket number. 105. Yep. 921. And then 40. Alrighty. So I'm calling the request in a tow service to push her off of a curb that she got stuck on. What type of service do I set her up for? She does not need the car taken anywhere. Just wants to get off of the curb. Causing a tow service to push her off of a curb that she got stuck on. What service do I set her up for? ? And then there we go. And then she does need. Alrighty, I did go ahead and send that question in regarding what service I need to set you up for, and I'm just waiting on them to reply. It usually doesn't take over 5 minutes, and we're not that busy today. We don't have that many calls in our queue right now, so someone should be able to see it in the messages, and just, and she just replied. Let's see what she said. Winching. Okay, but winching is not on here. That's what I just tried to... Okay. Honey, let me see. Okay, I understand, comma, but it is not on the type of service needed list. Let me make sure. Electrical charge, flatbed, fuel delivery, jump start, light duty, light duty, light duty, light duty, locksmith, lockout, low clearance tow, luxury towing, mobile mechanic, tire change, tire inflation, tow store low. See, no, winching is not on there. Okay, she's looking at it on my screen now. She's about to go in the ticket and see what's going on because I told her it's not in that sectional list. And she's, it's at the bottom. Okay. Thank you. I didn't even have a scrolling thing.
So they will be able to do it then?
Give me one moment. Okay, so I just have a couple of yes or no questions. Is the vehicle less than 15 feet away from the paved road, or are you like right on the road and like half on the curb?
It's the driveway out of the Arco. It's right there on the driveway. One part is on the dirt, the other part is not. It's half and half. The front part.
Alrighty. So we just have to let you know. I this is something that I have to say. You are my first winching service, so congrats. But it says, please be advised that we cover the first 30 minutes of the service. And if it takes more than 30 minutes to winch your vehicle off of that curb, you will be responsible for any additional cost.
You mean if it takes more than 30 minutes to get it off, you mean?
Yes, no matter what's going on, because he'll have to look at it to make sure he doesn't, like, damage the vehicle underneath. So if he can just pull it right off, then he can, and we can just go ahead and do it that way. But we just had to make you aware of that, because that's what my system is telling me to say to the customer before I continue.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your cooperation. Alrighty, let me go ahead. So what is the name of that gas? You said you were near a gas station. Let me get that name of that gas station so I can locate you.
The Arco on Blythe and Herndon. The Arco on Blythe and Herndon.
Arco, and then let's do 93. I see a Arco on the corner of North Valentine Avenue and West Ashland Avenue, and then I have a couple of more here.
No. Herndon. On the corner of Herndon and Blythe.
Herndon. Let me type that in. Can you spell that road for me, please?
H-E-R-N-D-O-N.
H-U-R-N-D-E-N. Thank you so much for that clarification. And, yep, East Herndon Avenue and North Marion Avenue. I do have you located. Alrighty,
North Blythe.
North Blythe. Okay. Maybe there's another one then.
B-L-Y-T-H-E.
Okay. Let me see. You're in Fresno, so let me...
Yeah.
Let me just type in Fresno then. Fresno. And it's bringing up the same one. Okay. So, and you said coin. What is that? I see the East Herndon.
Herndon Avenue. Okay. That's the expressway. Herndon Avenue and Blythe. B-L-Y-T-H-E.
B-L-Y-T-H-E. Okay, please come up because she's yelling at me and I don't like to be yelled at. So I do see it here. Okay, yep. So it was right down the road. Okay, great. Located at the Arco gas station. Alrighty, let me send that note into my driver here, and I'm going to do search again, and I'm going to zoom in and make sure it's definitely on those corners, North Blythe Avenue, West Herndon Avenue, correct? Okay, so let me go ahead and call my driver here. I do have one, hopefully he does have a driver in the area. I'll just have to call his dispatch number really quickly, and if he does not, then I will just skip him, tell him thank you for searching, and I'll find another dispatcher that has a driver in your area. But it shouldn't take more than 15 minutes. But like I said, you are my first winching, so when I call in to request, they should just be able to say, okay, I understand the situation, ETA of, let's say, 45 minutes. So if all goes planned, this should be a quick and easy service to get sent out to you. So just look out for that text message that I stated earlier that you will receive with your driver's name, ETA, which is estimated time of arrival, and also his phone number so you can contact him directly, or this phone number if you have any other questions regarding your service.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, sir.
Mm-hmm. Stay near your phone for any updates.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.